Hey guys, I was out to lunch with a friend, and she was saying that that she's a new friend. Yeah, I know I always gotta put everybody in categories, but she's a new friend. She worked at the office, and she was saying that she's been dating, and she's dating a lot, and that it's not going anywhere. And so I was listening, and I told her, I said, "Tell me a little bit about it." Yeah, I might walk a little, see, I might hear some noise. But I asked her, I said, "Tell me a little about it." And she did. And she was just saying that, they go out on a couple of days and then it goes away. And she goes on to the next person and it goes away. And she don't know if it's her or if it's him. And I asked her, I said, "Where are you getting these dates from?" And she said, there's people that I know, everybody from a friend of a friend." And to me, that is the biggest letdown. I'm gonna tell you why. Because you're setting yourself up. When friends set you on a date, and most guys, and I think women too, if someone came along and said, "Hey, Tracy, so forth, so forth, I know this person," more than likely I'm gonna be hesitant to go on a date with him because I don't want to ruin my friendship with her. And I think guys feel that way too. I don't want to ruin my friendship, so I don't know if I want to take this person out. Because let's say 9 out of 10 it's not going to work out. And so now we all together, time has went by, and we all show up at the same event. It's awkward because what it is, you're going to have your thing, the reason why it did not work out, and he will have his thing, the reason why it didn't work out, and it's gonna be two different things, and your feelings might be hurt, and it's just not a good thing. So, and it's not a good place for a friend to be. So yeah, a friend would tell you, "Oh yeah, I set you up, I set you up, I set you up," and it doesn't work out, and a little you go out with him, and I was telling her she go out with this person, and he doesn't call the next day. What she does, she goes talk to her friend. And then her friend feels like she needs to say something, she go talk to him. Or sometimes her friend would tell you, "I talked to him," but she did not. She's letting it go. But then you have some of these women that would keep asking the friend, "Well, what happened? What happened? What happened?" And I think with women need to start to learn how to let go. Y'all, we're not that desperate. We're cute. We're beautiful. We can get anybody we want. And I think a lot of women, they have forgotten that we are the draws, so we draw men to us. And I think women, we just simply have, I think just forgot it. And so that's the thing I was telling her when she said, "I went on all these dates and I was just listening." And I mean, she has been on a lot of dates too. And that's a good thing. I applaud her there. I think you should go on a lot of dates. I really promote that. I'm all for that. Hold on. I want to squeeze out this gate with Lulu. I applaud that. I think you should. That's the thing to do. No one should be sitting at home, And let me pick her up right quick. Sorry, y'all. And so I applaud her in that, but then when she was really, really talking, and we got to really, really talking, I kept finding out that, oh, this person, she knew this person, and da 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 da. Everybody she went out with, and she went out with over 10 people, and everybody she just shy under 20, and everybody she went out with was from a friend of a friend. It was more of a setup, and that's just not good. It's just not good. The person could like you. And the thing about that is, the first thing he's thinking is, okay, what if this doesn't work out 6 months from now, 3 months from now? Now I have set, I have put my friend in an awkward position. Now let me put Lulu down. She's 17 pounds. She's killing me. There you go, sweet baby. So, and it's the same way for the woman. I'm sure she's thinking that too, but sometimes we think it, but we don't say it because we are the ones. That's always the nice guy. And we need to stop doing that. I'm not, I'm be honest with you all. I am not the nice guy. I don't play the nice guy. I'm myself. And if I'm thinking that, if I'm in a situation where I'm thinking, oh, okay, she set me up, and now I don't know about this, and I shouldn't have went on this date, I'm going to say it. I'm going to tell him at the end of the night, you know, I got this friend. I really adore her. I know she set us up. I don't want to jeopardize that, and I don't want any awkward moments. I'm going to say it, you know, but women, a lot of women have a tendency to say, okay, she set me up. Let me just keep going with it. Even if she doesn't like the guy, she'll keep going with it. But when he doesn't call the next day, you feel some type of way and you call the friend up and you want the friend to find out. Now everybody in a bad position. So the guy never should have said yes in the beginning, but he thought he was in. He was thinking, this is my friend. She asked me, let me go out here and see, let me go out here and try. So more than likely, he likes you. You know, it's just that you get to thinking about, okay, how this going to play out, how is this going to end? So that's the reason why, and I told her too, it's nothing. She felt like something was wrong with her because she went out on all these dates and all of them did the same thing. But no, it's not you. And I told her that too. I said, it's not you. It's not you. It's just that, you know, you get to thinking, you know, we are, it's okay. Like, I'm gonna say this here. If you're in your 20s and someone sets you up, you know, it's easy to brush it off if it doesn't work out. The friend that sets you up when you're in your 20s, you're gonna laugh about it. You're gonna call him a frog. I set you up with my friend. It did not work out. And then you started laughing, and he gonna start laughing. And that's that. But when you start getting in the 30s, over the 30s, it's a little different because now you're making lifelong friends. You're making lifelong friends, and you don't want to jeopardize that. So, as for her, like I said, it's not about you. And I told her we are going to do something different. I asked her would she like to go on to a few events with me and meet someone that doesn't know anybody that knows her. And let's do it that way and see what happens. And I think she would have, well, almost I know she would have a better outcome than what she's been getting. And so I advise that. So women, when someone is trying to set you up, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. That's the bottom line. Because 9 out of 10, he's gonna get to thinking that, okay, I know her husband, you know, and I know it's her friend, and I don't want to ruin my relationship with her husband. And so he might take you out one time, which is bad on him, because he knows in the beginning he's gonna bail out. You know, he's gonna bail out. He knows that. So it's bad on him. But ladies, yes. When someone says set you up, say no, don't set me up. I don't want to be set up. So that's all I have to say for that. And I'll talk to you guys later. I wish y'all could see Lulu. She's posted up on the sidewalk now, refusing to walk unless I carry her. So I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys go and talk to you later. Bye bye.